exactly.
All right, here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this July 11, 2019. This is Payman Motahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program, where every week I share you on how to live free now of oppressive taxation and control. By knowing the law, your rights, the proper procedures to assert and defend your rights. Tonight, I'll be covering a topic as to why you see letters from the It Really Steals Agency, otherwise known as the IRS. IRS send letters to you, and in fact, so do many state tax agencies and other government agencies, and they put your name in all capital letters, all caps. Why do they do that? That's a topic of wide discussion in the freedom movement. A lot of people say a lot of different reasons for that. So what's the truth? Why is it that your name is in all capital letters? I will explain that answer for you tonight, clearly, once and for all, on what you can do about it. Solutions to the problem. Before I go on, let me invite you to check out Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. If you have not been there, and request your freedom education package. Your freedom education package will be mailed to you at no charge. It costs $5 for Freedom Law School to create and mail it out to you, but it'll be sent at no charge to you. And the following emails you're going to get, you will receive information and education that you will not find any place else on the internet, except through Freedom Law School. So be sure to do that. It costs you nothing. Go to livefreenow.org. You see right there, the right side, go down. Request that in the package. And we're going to go on my computer just momentarily. And I'm going to show you a sample of these IRS letters. So let's take a look at that. Okay, I'm going to bring up on my screen some IRS letters that you'll see. I'm going to bring up right now for you. His letter, for example, I got from Alan. Okay, let's get some of this stuff here for you guys you'll notice these letters. Here we go. Here we got one from Alan. Let me scan for zoom in for you. Let's see if it's working. Let's see if it can work. This thing works. James, is it coming up on the screen? We got a little technical problem, folks. Hold on. I'm going to show you guys a sample of one of these letters. It's there. Okay. Is that working, James? Okay. All right. So basically, folks, these letters that they send out to you, they almost always have your name in all capital letters. Your name, for example, Alan Johnson will be not the A, big A, small L, A N. They put all in all capitals, the A, the L, the A, the N. They put everything in all capital letters. What significance does that have? Well, what I was told when I was involved in the freedom movement back in 1994, folks, remember I started in the freedom movement and understanding about the Federal Reserve fraud, the money system fraud, the banking money system fraud, the income tax fraud, the holdings, the line of scam, the New World Order, the globalist government. All that started for me in 1992. I was only 29 years old, and it was all a big shock to me that. Wow, we've been lied to and deceived. You know, in America, the land of the free, home of the brave, that we've been so duped down and enslaved. So, this is one of the theories that came up in 1994. A guy named Jeffrey Thayer, an attorney, and Steve Cannon, it was a paralegal in Southern California. Those are the guys that came up with that thing. And then what the theory is, that the reason they put your name in all capital letters is because proper rules of English language require that if you are a living, breathing human being, your name be upper lowercase. Alan is capital A, small L, small A, small M. Same thing with your last name. Jones will be big J, small O, small N, small E, and small S. That whenever you have it at all, capital letters, you are not referring to a living, breathing human being. You're referring to either a corporate entity like IBM, like McDonald's, or you are referring to a dead entity. Okay? Something that doesn't live anymore. So, of course, I've heard that things like they also use this to refer to your straw man, not you, but to your straw man. And to represent your straw man that the government is using against you, they refer to you as your straw man in all caps. Okay, James, we have that on the screen now? Okay, very good. So I'm going to see if I can get this a little bit bigger for you guys to zoom in on this sample of these all cap letters. Here's one right here. Here we go. Yeah, one more time. Maybe we'll do even better. Okay, very good. Here it is, letter from the IRS on the top left, Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service. It's all upper lowercase. Ogden is all upper lowercase. Utah is all caps. And they have a letter to this guy, Alan, in California. For privacy, of course, we black out Alan's personal information like last name. And you notice on the top right, the notice date, June. June is upper lowercase. To contact us, phone, all is upper lowercase. You know, again, just about everything here is upper lowercase. Second reminder, you have unpaid taxes for 2014 is upper lowercase. Amount due is upper lowercase, $337,000. So here it is, you know. Why is that they have his name here, Alan, in all caps? This is just one example. Here's another example we got here. Listen for Robert. Robert, let's zoom in on Robert's letter a little bit. Okay. As you notice, Robert's letter here was sent in from Philadelphia IRS office. The IRS is in all caps, because that's initials. But Robert, you know, is all caps. You know, they call him a dear taxpayer. About your taxpayers 2018. Just about everything is upper lowercase, but not the name. Kind of interesting why they do that. Here's another letter we're going to look at right now. Here's a letter for reversal of notice of certification of your seriously delinquent federal tax debt to the State Department. This is when you want to, you know, have your passport be denied to you or suspended, take it away from you or not give you one. Thomas got a letter in Kentucky. Again, all caps. There must be a reason for this, huh? And here we got a letter from the IRS in Fresno, California, the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. And here it is. They have, and this is interesting. IRS has their own address on Butler Avenue, all caps. And Fresno, the city, all caps. Oh, as well as Wayne's name, Wayne in California. His name is in all caps. So, whereas the letter from Philadelphia has, you know, their Philadelphia's upper lowercase. See? And you go back. Here, oh, the other letter to Robert, Philadelphia, is all caps. Interesting. Why do they do that? Here is a letter from Ogden, Utah to Alan. This one is upper lowercase. Why is that? Look at me, folks, and I'll tell you why. This is a very big subject. And you will find a lot of people on the internet talking about this thing a lot. That the theory is that somehow the most common theory about this is that when you were born and the county where you live at issued a birth certificate for your birth, they sold that birth certificate to the United States Department of Commerce. By doing so, they captured your labor because they captured it through your birth certificates. And with that, your labor that was captured representing you, they had your entire labor of your life through that monetized. And with that, they can, that's how the government gets, and the banks get to create money out of thin air and borrow all these trillions and create all these trillions with the banking monetary system. That's the theory. And so when they're referring to the letters that they write to you, the IRS actually referring to not to you, but your straw man. This all capitalized name of you. And so when you respond to that, you make the mistake because that's not you they're referring to. And that all caps is not you. Alan Jones in all caps is not you. You are Alan Jones upper lowercase. These theories sound very good. They have only one major problem with them. Now, don't get upset at me. I know many of you are here to find out more about how this thing works and use it to be free. And I want you to be free. And I will show you to be free. But the fact is, these theories are all baseless. The only reason your name is in all caps is basically for it to stand out. It stands out. Just like you have a letter in all bigger fonts, bigger bold writing, bigger font size, or you bold it, or you italicize it. Having be all caps, it stands out when everything else is upper lowercase. That's all it is, folks. That's all there is. There's nothing more. You see, Germa did not get jurisdiction over you by tricking you into the jurisdiction by this or so many of the other baseless legal theories floating around the freedom movement on the internet. What I call them all collectively as patriot mythology. Wonderful American patriots like you are misled and deceived by this wonderful sounding theories that sound good, strong, American, founding fathers, sovereign, independent, out of the system, out of their jurisdiction. Don't play in the sandbox. We're back under common law as sovereign people like founding fathers. We don't recognize the outlaw government who try to trick us into their venue, into their jurisdiction, to get control over us, to tax us, to control us, and ensnare us. We stay out of that system. All these theories that you hear floating around in the patriot movement, including the all caps letter, are baseless. Baseless nonsense. Unfortunately, a lot of patrons have wonderful imaginations. And we love imaginative things. Okay. And the problem is that with the imagination, we easily accept someone else's imagination. That sounds good. Makes sense. You know, they call these type of people intuitions, intuitors versus sensors. They have this intuition about this thing. It's not based on facts. It's based upon their intuition. Woo-hoo! Yay. They perceive something in their mind, not based on what actually is on the ground. You can look at it and judge it, but based upon facts and law. They perceive something. Okay? Half the American people are intuitive people, and half the people are perceivers. And these people imagine things a lot. You fall for that easily. Okay, some of you are naturally not born with that judgmental sense of really judging what's on the ground now. Here we go by some theory that somebody said that makes sense. I can see that to be so with our rich imaginations. But rich imagination don't get you free. When it comes to law, it's what's on the ground right now. What's on the ground right now, it matters. You just sense the reality of the ground, not what's up there could be. What's here right now in America, in American law. The reality on the ground, if you can keep your feet on the ground, not your head up there, is the government is based upon power, raw physical power. The founding fathers of America brought us the great revolution and freedom by force, by gun. They killed the soldiers of King of England, the lawful government of the time. They broke the shackles. That was not a government that represented the best for the people. Got rid of that former government. So it was by the overpower the British king and his army. That was a good kind of a power because they created a government where we can be independent and free. Unfortunately, about the same time and thereafter, American Indians were slaughtered and land was taken from them by force. That was wrong. That's force, though. That's how force works. Unfortunately, a lot of people from Africa, blacks, were brought to America as slaves. Again, by force. Some tribe in Africa would trap the enemy and sell to some slave traders and brought them to America. Jewish slave traders were bringing them to America. I'm born Jewish myself, so I know Jewish history a little bit. That's what happened there, unfortunately. Also, Abraham Lincoln, the butcher, the worst president America ever had, who was lying as a great guy, who was the worst butcher. He started a war against the southern states who wanted to leave the Union. They had every right, as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, to leave the Union of the States, and force them back by physical raw power. Lincoln had more Americans killed and murdered in 1860s than Americans who died in World War I and II combined. With a small population in 1860s, yet more people was killed. Bigger percent of our population in our history of America ever than both world wars. But he did all by force. He put a newspaperman in prison. People protested on the streets of New York against his illegal war. He put him in jail. Hey, you know, that First Amendment right to free speech and assembly, put him in jail. Newspaperman, put him in jail. He even contemplated to arrest the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Mr. Taney. He backed off that. He was going to arrest the head judge of the U.S. Supreme Court. Probably illegal, unlawful, outlaw. That's what Abraham Lincoln was. But he had the power. He had the gun. George Bush went to Iraq and invaded Iraq, a sovereign country, and arrested his president, Saddam Hussein, and put a mock trial and hanged him. Conquered Iraq. Over a million Iraqis were either killed, maimed, or seriously injured. How did he do that? Power. So my friends, you in America, in 2019, you and I are no different. The current U.S. government is run by a bunch of criminal deep staters who've been at it for decades. If you've lost, you've been finding a deep state long before on Sean Hannity and Fox News, the word deep state became a common part of our language. Yes, I've known about deep state for a long time. They go back to the 1930s at least. The deep state been there with that treacherous President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So, government does what they do. They enslave us by force. Now, another common thing that throws patriots off is as part of the Declaration of Independence that says that governments get their just powers from the consent of the governed, you and me. Somehow we consented, agreed by contract unknowingly to government's jurisdiction over us. Sounds good to me. Makes sense. Feels right. Yeah, I can see that in my imagination. Well, that's all it is. Imagination of some wonderful patriots who meant well. It's not based upon law at all. Okay. And by that power, folks, you see today, right here, 2019, Hillary Rotten Killington, that murderous woman who was married to President Bill Clinton, she broke all kinds of serious national security laws by having wholesale top secret emails going to a home based server instead of government files securely. Completely illegal, completely on purpose and deliberately. Yet the deep staters in the FBI, U.S. Department of Injustice, CIA, all the buddies, they all figured out ways to just let their buddy Hillary Clinton go free. She cheated Bernie Sanders of the Democratic nomination with all kind of hook and crook. But Bernie Sanders shut up like a little sheep. Let her do it. Because they all want power. That's what they're about, power. Sanders said, my turn will come. And then for 2 years, they had this phony Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax they were pursuing against candidate Trump and President Trump. The most powerful position in the U.S. government is the office of the president. Imagine the kind of gall, the chutzpah these deep staters have in the bureaucracy of the federal government, along with the corrupt brothers in the judiciary, the sisters of the judiciary, to conspire and go after the most powerful man in the United States government, President Trump, for 2 years with this hoax Trump-Russia thing. How did they get the gall to do that? Because they've been doing it to you, the American people, for decades and decades and decades, and you have no idea because the major media in this country is that they own it. The big banks, and corporations like Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, these guys own the New York Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve System. They create money out of thin air by the trillions. And they own the major media in this country, CNN, Clinton News Network, in MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. I mean, they own them all. Who feed you a bunch of lies and half-truths and don't talk about the important stuff. That's how they've done it to us, folks. They cover up for each other as criminals and attack innocent Americans like you and President Trump even, who's an outsider. So don't fall for this patriot nonsense on the internet. I know it's free. Yeah, I know. Here's a rope. You want to go hang yourself with it? Free. Free rope. It's on the internet. Right? That's what happens. What you want is to, again, sign up for Freedom Lawson's free Freedom Education Package, number one. I'm going to show you right now a couple pages on Freedom Lawson's website. I'm going to bring it on my screen, which you'll see that you want to be at these pages, okay, and get the education you will not find anyplace else, folks, at livefreedom.org, our website. Here it is, Freedom Law School's website is coming up for you momentarily, okay? And when you go down the front page, go under Education Materials on the top right Education Materials tab. And these tabs, the first one, the eye-opening education, is great. So is the income tax reward. You should start with these two, okay? When you go to these pages, folks, there are hyperlinks in each about anything you found of interest. Hyperlink to it that in the blue tabs, okay, or the green tabs, and they'll give you a lot more information on that particular issue or topic. So here we go, and there are videos there you want to watch while you drive with your smartphone in front of you, one of those smartphone holders in your car, or put it in your Bluetooth of your car, stuck in traffic. Watch these four videos here. America, Freedom to Fascism from the Bottom. It's a fantastic overview. Then here it is, a C-SPAN broadcast about illegality of income tax with former IRS gun carrying special agent Joe Bannister, who exposes IRS fraud. And here's Joe Bannister, won by him, exposing why he quit the IRS to expose the deep state within the IRS to American people. So what you want to do, folks, is that and the income tax reward, the second tab here. Okay. If you haven't taken the time to study this material, you need to do that, folks. Take the time, go down. Okay. Our income tax reward, how this law professor tried to claim it, but couldn't do that. He could show the law. This is the law professor, Siegel, that requires you, the average American, to file an income tax. Imagine that, right? And the videos are here again for you to watch. So go there, educate yourself. Now, if you're really serious about it, you want to really take action, steps to be free, go down to the second row of drop-down menus and go to course packages and double-click on course packages. And there, you have all the Freedom Law School's course packages and courses come up, okay? The top of the line is what everybody wants, the Royal Freedom Package. If everything's done for you, all the responses done to the IRS to beat the crooks in the IRS deep state. And you get the smaller, more affordable packages that are below that. And you can start with the small ones, like the first one called a Practical Road to Freedom Level 1. And move up and get credit for what you got from the smaller package. Okay, here's a table of contents, folks. This is 9 classes, things you want to know and you need to know is in here, folks. I did this class first in 1994. The last one I did was in 2002, and it still applies today. Today, this of all applies, and still only $300 after 20 years. Plus $20 shipping with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, 90 days, send it back. Free rental. You can rent it officially for shipping costs only. Get it back to your mosque in good shape. That's all you got to do. Free rental. Okay? How can I do better than that? You're going to want to keep this course because it has all the stuff you want to know and you need to know. There are things that you know you don't know, And there are things that you don't know, that you don't know, but you need to know. It's all in there, folks. So check those out, folks. All right. Now I'm going to go to the second phase of the Freedom Hour, which is answering your freedom questions. Some of you may have questions or comments on YouTube. I'll get to those, not a problem. Okay. And some of you may want to call on our Blog Talk Radio program that's connected to the YouTube broadcast. The number to call to ask questions live is area code 657-383-1755. Again, the number to call and ask question is 657-383-1755. Okay, James, if anybody was questioning at this time, because folks, I'm here and I normally charge $360 an hour for my time. I'm very busy. The first hour of my, I discount to $240 an hour. But here, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm here for you to answer your calls at no charge. Okay. So we have a call right now from the West Los Angeles in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. I used to live out in that area in Brentwood, my friend. So what is your first name that call from area code 310?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas. Very
yes.
Good.
Yeah, we talked recently about a W-9, and I'm a gardener, and I'm maintaining a garden, and I haven't gotten paid yet. I've been there for 6 weeks, but it's all because I haven't signed a W-9 yet. And so he said to me, it's a boyfriend and girlfriend, and after going through it with the girlfriend pushed me over to the boyfriend. And so he called me and said, listen, we're not 1099-ing you or anything. We just need you to fill that W-9 out, and we'll get you paid. So anyway, I don't want to sign anything. No need to. And it's just a garden maintenance job. And so I'm wondering what maybe I could respond to him with when I talk to him again. And we already talked about, hey, you know, I don't W-9 people myself. And they don't have to fill out anything as far as payment goes for me. You know, like if I go to buy plants, I don't W-9 people. And so, anyway, I wonder if you have any suggestions before I talk to the boyfriend now about him basically setting it up in order for me to get paid to sign a W-9, which I will not do.
Look, we talked before on this issue, Thomas. And
yep.
Again, once again, you just say, look, you never told me about this before we had a contract.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you had this thing, you should have told me in advance. You just got to
right.
pay me. Serious. Now, that's a nice
right.
way.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
If they insist on it, you let them know, look, if you don't want to do it, you want to find an excuse not to pay me, I guess I have to sue you in small claims court. So that's
okay.
up to you. And you can write a short letter, whatever you in there, that, you know, you never told about this up front. Now you want to use this as an excuse not to pay me. And I'm going to sue you for up to $10,000 for the gardening job and for your bad intent to deliberately not pay me. So if necessary, after you're talking to him, put it in writing, send it to him by first class and first class mail. And tell him, by the way, you need to add, if you let him know, if I have to write a letter to you, you will pay for the cost of my writing letter and my postage. You let him know that. You've had to write your letter. You write and you charge him $20 for your letter writing and postage. You add it. Oh, by the way, your bill was $500. It's $520 now.
Right.
For my postage and my time. And so that's it. And just go. Okay? Have fun.
That's right. And suppose he just wants – I think he's going to pay me. I don't think that's a problem. I mean, because I think it might be like a what's called an ego battle. I'm not going to sign it. And then he's waiting out on me. So I'm just going to – I think he hasn't heard from me. I'm not going to sign that. So, you know, I told him basically I'm going to talk to my bookkeeper, which is you, and then and then we're going to chat about it, and then we decided between my bookkeeper and I that it's not a good thing for me to sign, and that's it, and then I'll see how he responds.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, I have another question for you.
Sure.
What's the best resource for people who vote for this fictitious corporation, you know, the big show? I'm wondering if you have a is there something on your website that you would recommend? Because I know that's on your website that you
– What do you mean people define? That vote for this fictitious corporation? What fictitious corporation voting are you speaking about?
Well, the different there's two different United States of America, correct? One's the incorporated one and one's not.
Governments throughout human history has always been all fictions, all make-believe.
Yeah.
Okay? There is no – you go to border from France to Germany and the rabbits and, you know, wolves go back and forth. They don't recognize any borders. God didn't make any borders. That's all man-made. It's all fiction. Governments are all fiction. They all make-believe.
Right.
So, no, the United States government has and New York government and Virginia government have always been fictitious entities.
Yeah.
Still are. So, no, you vote with you to make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if someone says to you, hey, Payman, why don't you vote? That's ridiculous that you don't vote. And what would you say to them? Exactly what you just said to me?
That's why I vote. Why not vote?
Yeah.
Why not make a difference?
Right.
Quite frankly, you know, this whole democracy nonsense was used by international bankers to get what they want because they knew where they're buying the media, brainwashing people that could get their way in. Because a lot of people don't think. A lot of people don't think. Half the people are feelers, half are thinkers.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the more feeling oriented you are, the less thinking you are, and they're easily. The emotion are used to deceive them against themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why they promote democracy. Okay.
So you do vote?
Yes, absolutely. I vote. You better believe it.
Yeah.
I vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
And against crooked Hillary Rotten Killington. That bisexual woman whose only child is from another man, not her husband, and was responsible for murder of hundreds and hundreds of people, along with her murderous rapist husband. Didn't want her for sure as president, and Donald Trump was a far better choice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good. Yep.
Very good.
And there's a lot of things running around the internet too about natural law. You think that's just a bunch of, there's different people educating people about natural law and like, you know, this is ingrained in nature and every single one of us, which is, you know, which I thought was common law based on.
No, I teach natural law. I teach about natural law. Level one course, which I showed you, I teach about natural law. Natural law is God's law. Natural justice.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Okay.
And that's why, let me show you. Look at my screen. I'll show you about natural law. Okay.
Right.
So, let's go to our screen. You see, here's the level one course of Freedom Law School, right?
Yeah.
Here it is. Class one, Introduction to Law, Freedom, and Government. What is it about? Discover where law, your rights, where government came from and evolved, why natural and common law will always be supreme against legislators' attempts to deny your rights. There it is. I talk about natural law. But I also recognize the corruption of the system at the same time. And that's important that you recognize that. See, I'm known as woo-woo imagination land of people that imagine these theories that are have nothing to do with reality. There's a lot of that
out
there.
All right, and I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem getting the mercury out of my teeth, and it's $5,500 to get removed, and I don't have that money right now. So I did read that one of our basic rights is the right to medical attention when we need it and to have that taken care of.
Where does that say that?
That was something I saw in an email that I just it was in a document. I can't even remember. It was on the internet that I saw that. I'm wondering if
so let me stop you right there. Somebody put some email, claiming that you have a God-given right, natural right to medical care that you need.
Yeah, you think that's false because it's not written.
Hold on. Where do your rights? Wait a minute. Where do your rights come from? From somebody's email, someone's essay?
No, they don't.
Well, that's a problem. The problem is that you live for too long in the international communist, the Republic of Mexico, Canada, that all these rights, there are not rights.
Because all
that communism, socialism, that the community, that society owes you to guarantee you such a right. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
People live in these big densities like you live in West Los Angeles, Malibu area. That people think that, we're all overcrowded. The whole earth is overcrowded. You know, our earth has got too many people and earth's warming. Get out of the city. You go miles and hundreds of miles. You see nothing out there in nature.
Just totally in California.
Yeah. So, no, there's no such thing as right. You have a right to life. God gave you life. God gave you a right to be free. No one can enslave you. Jail you against your will, life, liberty, and do not violate others' equal rights. You have right to be secure in your body. No one can hit you, kill you, take your life away, or injure you, right? If you make agreements, keep your agreements and do what you want with your life, good or bad. You can make good choices, but that's it.
Yeah,
all the rights there is. All this other stuff is a bunch of communist socialist theories, especially in the International Republic of Mexicania, New York, all these communist cities that promote this nonsense.
Right.
Okay?
Yep. And another question about the W-9 is, what exactly is a W-9 and what's a 1099? That he says, I'm not doing that. He says, I'm not doing a 1099 like it's the W-9, but what it comes down to for me, serious, I don't want to sign anything with a third party. I'm not even signing anything with him or his girlfriend. So why do that? Yeah, that's what it is for me.
1099, would they report you to the IRS that somebody paid you X amount of taxable dollars? That's what 1099 is. And W-9 is a form that they got for me. That's your taxpayer ID number. You're saying you're a taxpayer and have that number to track you with like a slave. They ask for Satan's surveillance number, misnamed social security number, okay?
Yeah.
So they track you, you know, like a slave, like Satan's little toy. That's what
Exactly. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for answering all my questions. You did a great job. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, we have a call now from area code 410. Call of America 410. What is your first name, my friend?
My name's Mike.
Hello, Mike. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. No wonder I did not know the area code. Okay, Mike. Do you have free of law school's freedom education package that's mailed to you for free? Have you requested it yet?
I think I got that a number of years ago. I follow you from time to time, and I need to explain a very simple truth. You know, I'm only 57. I'm not all that wise. But in 1994, I was going through a terrible divorce, and my wife stole $51,000 from my company. And I was told by the IRS, well, just stop volunteering to pay IRS income tax, because if you declare her not paying income tax on that money, you'll be as guilty as she is because you're the president of the company. So I wrote them a nice little letter and said, Dear IRS, I no longer volunteer to pay income tax. Please stop sending me your mail. Signed and dated it, made sure I got my little green card receipt, and I haven't paid income tax since 1994. And it's a very simple concept. And
so what's your question? Hold on. listen, Mike, I appreciate you sharing all that, but this is not an open lecture and forum. This is where I get to answer people's questions so you and others can get your problems resolved and learn from each other's questions. Yes.
Correct. Okay, I stopped paying income tax, and the state of Maryland told me that in 1995, I was required to pay state income tax. And I said, sure, that'd be great, but I can't fill out your form because the state of Maryland requires you to put in what you put on your 1040 form as gross income at the very first line. And I said, well, I can't put anything there because it requires a number. And he said, well, just put zero. And I told the guy, hey, look, I can't put zero there. That would be fraud. And he told me, you know, he'd take my house, my car, my boat, my business, and I'd be hearing from him soon. And I'm just trying to figure out how long it's soon, because I still haven't heard from state income tax or federal income tax since that point. And I'm trying to figure out how long is soon.
So what's your question for me, my friend?
How long is soon?
I don't know. That's just one IRS agent's opinion. That doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, this whole volunteering to pay income tax seems to be the biggest problem, because once you sign a 1040 form, you've agreed that you've read the 70,000 plus pages of income tax code, and you understood it, and you believe your paperwork is true to that 70,000 pages, whereas read the 70,000 pages.
Hold on, Mike. Again, this is not a lecture forum for you to tell our here listeners about that. I talk about those things, my friend. Do you have any questions I can help you with, my friend? Looks like you're doing fine, and I'm glad to hear you're doing fine. I'm glad to hear for over a quarter, looks like close to a quarter of a century, you have not paid these thieves anything. Do you have any questions or problems I can assist you with?
Do you recommend people to sign 1040 forms or 1099 or W-2 or W-4 forms?
No.
Good.
All right.
Because those are the evil that get you in trouble.
I know.
As far as
listen,
I
Mike,
tell,
Mike, listen, hold on, Mike. Hold on, Mike. I got other callers waiting to ask real questions. They got real issues they want me to help them with. So thank you for sharing
information.
Oh, do you want to share it with us? I appreciate that. But again, Mike, this is not a lecture forum for people to call and share this wonderful information. You know, there are, you know, other services out there. You can go share information if you want on Facebook and Yahoo groups out there to share this stuff. Right now is that time for me to answer people's questions that they got to help them. Some of them got serious issues, like the next caller from area code 856. We have the question, followed by a call from area code 707. So call from area code 856. What is your first name, my friend?
Name's Victoria Smith.
Victoria. We go by first name to protect
okay,
your
Victoria.
First privacy. Yes, Victoria. And do you have Freedom Law School's Freedom Education Package yet?
No, I had gotten the package. I haven't done anything with it. I have looked through it. So I was just happened to be home on a Thursday night and was able to get on the call.
Okay.
Okay. My question is I work for
Victoria, there's a little background noise where you're at. Could you maybe walk away from that source of noise so we could hear you better?
Yes, I can.
Please.
Yes,
thank
I can.
You. I appreciate that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit better. If you could go even farther away from that. That party in the background, that would be even better, Victoria. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I am a nurse, and I work for different agencies. So, like, I'm a travel nurse. And when I fill out when I'm supposed to fill out the W-4 form or W-2 form, I still have to fill it out or they won't pay me, but I put exempt at the bottom. Now, is that still, because I haven't paid taxes in 2 years doing it this way. Is that eventually going to get me in trouble? or am I still okay doing it that way?
It can, and it may. So you need to look at, I'm going to bring on the screen in just a minute, how freedom lost on this very issue. I got to, how to do that properly, legally, okay? So let's go to Freedom Law School's website, and on our you see under Education Materials tab, drop down menu, you go down to how to stop income tax withholding near the bottom, how to stop income tax withholding. Okay, you double click on that, and it takes you to how to stop income tax withholding from your paycheck through writing to Congress first. And basically print out the laws from the government's own website, write your congressman about it, ask them to correct you in case you're wrong. They cannot correct you, obviously you're right, because we know you're right. You get the law from the, you know, website of the Congress, but you always want to be open to being corrected if need be. You know, you're open to that. And here's a sample letter, you know, you can click on, comes out, write your congressman, there it is. All the laws in there are hyperlinked in there, you can see them. To the actual copy of the law, they're easy to read. You just got to do that, okay? And here's all the cited law, the laws listed in there. All right, here, put it again once again for you, nicely listed. And we have a U.S. Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gold about taxes, very important case. You attach that and the, all that to your congressman. They don't refute you. You write to your employer to stop federal income tax withholding. No W-4s anymore. No W-2s anymore. Okay, stop that nonsense. Say, look, my congressman could not show me where I'm wrong. This is the law. Follow the law. Here's a sample letter you see here. To your to the company you work for, like here, this to the John Doe payroll manager in his sample letter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very similar to the other letter to congressman. You know, and so, and you go up the chain of your bureaucracy of your company you're working with to demand that they follow the law as written by United States Congress, not as enforced by the crooked deep states. So that's all you gotta do. Okay, follow the process,
Victoria. Yeah. So basically, right to the congressman first, and then go through writing everything to the employer. Okay, because I fought with them before, where I'm like, I'm not paying taxes. Yeah, I'm not doing it. And so then they were, okay, well, all you have to do is do the exempt. So I did that, but I'm like, the more I listen and I read, I'm like, I got a feeling that this is going to come down on me eventually. So, okay. So I'll go to the learning part of it and go from there.
Very good. Sounds
all right,
good.
I appreciate it very much.
You're most welcome, Victoria. Let's go. We have another call from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, from area code 707, way up north out in Humboldt County, or that area, I think. Where are you from, my friend? What's your first name? From area code 707. Are you there? Call from area code 707.
Sebastian, can you hear me?
Yes, Sebastian, I can hear you, my friend. We have our free freedom education package, Sebastian.
Yeah, but I haven't really read it, but I have listened to a lot of Freedom Hours.
Okay. Very good. What part of up northern California are you from, by the way?
Petaluma. It's near San Francisco.
Oh, Petaluma, the rich part. Okay. Got it. Got it. Very good. Northern San Francisco area. Yes, got it, my friend. Well, and how may I be of assistance to you, Sebastian?
I was hoping you could go over what taxes are actually just.
What taxes are just or legal? That's a two different
like
questions.
Yeah, like which ones are real taxes that are legitimate?
Legal taxes? Well,
legal, yeah.
You got sales tax. You got alcohol tax, tobacco tax, oil tax, property tax. I mean, there's so many taxes that are legitimate.
So most businesses do have to pay taxes, correct? Property tax and sales tax.
Property tax you have to pay. Sales tax you have to pay, yes. You know, yeah, you have to pay those. But it's an income tax. That's a fraud of the deep state. Turning American people into slaves, that's a fraud.
So if I have an independent contractor job, is there any worry if I fill out the form, or is it that just not going to really bother me because I'm not really confessing anything? I'm just saying who I am, right?
I'm not sure what you mean, do I any worry? What do you mean by that? Do I any worry?
Well,
that's a very vague
question.
Well,
I mean, if I'm an independent contractor for somebody, should I seek to avoid filling out the form they have me fill out, the tax form?
What form they want you to fill out as an independent contractor?
Just so they can report that they paid me?
What they report is they paid you as taxable income, you know? So ideally, they would not lie against you and claim they paid you taxable income. Because what they paid you as an American working in America is not taxable income. But they may do that. So it's better if they don't, but that happens quite a bit also. So there's ideal.
So since I signed the paper, I'm saying that anything they pay me is taxable, or?
No. They tell the IRS, they claim that it's taxable. That's what they do.
But that's not me confessing, so I don't really. The only concern is if they believe them, or.
Oh, they believe them right away. Oh, they believe them. They love believing them because that way they get to try to assess or fix a tax on you and steal your money. That's why the game works. That's why I do that. So ideally, there will be no 1099s issued or sent against you. But if there is, well, that happens too. Doesn't mean you have to file an income tax. Does it change the law? Okay.
So I might be in more trouble just by filling that out, or?
You may be.
Just maybe.
Better if you don't, but it's not that bad if you do. It's better if you can avoid it. That would be better.
Do you have any suggestions on how to avoid that, or just
yes.
Go to places that don't ask you to do that?
No, if you come to my screen, Freedom Hospital, I'm going to bring up a screen in a minute to you, you'll see. That's exactly why, if you go to the very front page of Freedom Law School, under course packages, you click on that. And on the course packages, the very first package is called the Royal Freedom Package. You want to get this, because this package is designed for someone like you. So you don't worry about all this stuff. It's all going to be, all the responses to the IRS will be handled, you know, prepared for you to sign and mail out to the IRS. Any correspondence from the IRS will be reviewed here, and at no charge, extra charge, done for you, responses for you to sign and mail out to the IRS. And you get unlimited consultation all year long at no extra charge. Any questions you have will be answered. In case they try to put you in jail, we know Freedom Law School has also a criminal legal defense fund, okay, which includes representation. You know, we're paying for a lawyer to represent you if necessary. So that's what you want. You want to get the Royal Freedom Package. It starts with only $7,000 for the first year. And second year is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for people in all the other states every single year. This is like IRS insurance, you can call it. Anything comes up with the IRS will be done for you at no extra charge. However, I should let you all know that this Royal Freedom Package is going to go up from $7,000 for the first year. Next year, it's going to go up to $8,000 to keep up with inflation. So you want to get it, I recommend you get it before it goes up next year. Does that help you with the questions and what's available to you?
Does it change anything if I already owe them money from one time when I filled it out and never paid it?
Nope. Doesn't change that old situation at all.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, folks, looks like we're done for tonight. I want to thank you all for being with me tonight and giving me the opportunity to share some education information. But remember this, the corrupt deep state wants you to keep it all to yourself. And I was in the court of law. And the government lawyer said, if you really believe in this, you'd be talking about this on the rooftops. So one of your best defenses is to talk about this from the rooftops. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Okay, get on our email list. Tell your friends about it. Email our web pages to your friends. Go ahead and put it on your Facebook and other social media. And get this stuff out there, folks. Do your part. You do your part. We all do our part. We all can have a free life. Each of us, you be free. And together, we can restore freedom to America once again. Thank you. And I'll be back with you again next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Check out our other videos on our YouTube channel. Okay, the past ones that we've done since February 2019. Login information there. Check out the ones you like. I'll be back with you next Thursday. Good night.